Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Today is Black Friday, a bizarre, uniquely American festival that worships the gods of conspicuous consumption. This week, nothing about shopping, but I'm riffing on the color scheme. There's a biopic about a Hollywood screenwriter who was blacklisted, a drama about a guy named White who gets the blues from taking care of his mom, and a Canadian horror festival that features the colors of the country, red and white, using blood in the snow. White Raven, directed by Andrew Moxham. Kevin, Jake, Dan, and Pete, played by Andrew Dunbar, Aaron Brooks, Shane Twerden, and Steve Bradley, are old high school buddies. Now they're grown-ups, a business exec, a pilot, a restaurateur, and a guide, but they still go camping every year. They need to commune with nature and hash it out with their buddies while shotgunning cans of brewski. So all kitted out in the full lumber sexual regalia of toque, beard, and plaid, they turn off their smartphones and march off into the woods. They're heading for White Raven Falls, a place rife with native legends. Sure, they have their problems at home, drinking, infidelity, girlfriend troubles, but now's the time to forget all that. Problem is, one of the four has a screw loose. He hears voices coming from White Raven Falls telling him what he has to do or who he has to kill. Who will survive this camping trip into the unknown? Another horror movie, also playing at Blood in the Snow, is Save Yourself, directed by Ryan M. Andrews. This one's not a boys' brewcation, it's an all-girls road trip. Okay, Kim, Crystal, Sasha, Lizzie, and Dawn, played by Jessica Cameron, the horror favorite Tristan Risk, Tiana Nori, Callie LeGrand, and Lara Mercoci, are a team of horror filmmakers on the verge of success. They're riding high from fan adulation at their world premiere and all the parties and sexual opportunities that comes with. So they're all geared up for their big LA screening and the long road trip to get them there. But after a day on the highway, they unwittingly find themselves the guests of an odd family, the Sauters, who live on an isolated farm. These people are weird. Mom speaks with a sinister German accent. Daughter stays locked up in her bedroom. Son likes hunting a bit too much. And Dad, played by Rye Barrett, is partial to weird medical experiments. The cereal they serve in this place ain't breakfast cereal, if you get my drift. Shades of Eli Ross Hostel here. Will they all work together to escape from this real-life horror movie, or is it every woman for herself? Okay, these two movies are similar in plot, but quite different in style. White Raven is a slow-moving, realistic psychological thriller, while Save Yourself is much faster with lots more action, fights, and gore. Personally, I preferred the second one. Total fantasy, but with more of the satisfaction that comes from heroines fighting a villain you can feel is truly evil. James White, written and directed by Josh Mond. James White, played by Christopher Abbott, is a prodigal son who returns to his Manhattan homestead under a cloud. His dad has just died, and his mom, a retired and divorced schoolteacher, has stage 4 cancer. James just wanted to party with his friends or stay home with his girlfriend, but he ends up, against his will, as his mom June's caregiver. So June, played by Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City, she's not an easy patient or a happy camper. She moans and groans and screams and cries. She's under constant pain. She pukes and she poops her pants. She wanders off in the middle of the day, getting lost in the supermarket. The police get called, the nurses don't show up, there's no room in the cancer hospice. Oh my God. And if James isn't there, she lays on the guilt trips. James himself is a total mess. So he takes it out on everyone he sees, punching out insipid partygoers who don't share his grief. Hospital administrator, doctors, friends and family, everyone is evil and every conversation is torture for him. Will James and June ever get through this trying time? Okay, James White is a hyper-realistic movie about suffering, illness, death, and all-around miserableness. It makes last year's Dying Mom movie, Still Alice, seem like Disneyland in comparison. Acting is okay, and the story is sad with a few tender moments and some strange Oedipal relations going on here. So if you're in the mood for depression and relentless vomiting sound effects, this one's for you. Otherwise, stay away. Trumbo, directed by Jay Roach. It's late 1940s and Hollywood is booming. Dalton Trumbo, played by Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, is a scriptwriter at the top of the heap. He revels in the perks his success at MGM has brought him. Sprawling ranch homes, swank cars, and membership at the top clubs. He's friends with the famous and glamorous until one day he gets a knock on his door from the FBI asking him, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? He and the rest of the Hollywood 10 are summoned to Washington. They're ordered to appear before HUAC, the House Un-American Activities Committee, and name names. What communists do you know? Who are they? He refuses, of course, and is sent to prison on the dubious charge of contempt of Congress. And the big problem is this leaves him blacklisted even after he gets out of jail, unable to sell his scripts to any of the studios. He's forced to move to a small house, enduring rocks through the window and contempt from his former Hollywood so-called friends and allies. So he writes B-movies under assumed names for the schlockiest studio in town, churning out cheap scripts as fast as he can type. He has a family to support. But is his relentless work alienating the ones he loves? His wife, Diane Lane, and his kids? And can he stand up to the wrath of right-wing figures like gossip columnist Hedda Hopper, played by a venomous Helen Mirren, wonderful performance? And will he ever make it back to his place at the top of the heap? So Trumbo is a lot of fun. It's clearly Oscar bait. It holds that weird Hollywood formula, liberal in story, but conservative in style. It's linear, non-controversial, vanilla, easily palatable. And it doesn't deal with the widespread purges and the thousands of people that were affected by blacklisting during the MacArthur era. It just sticks to what happens in Hollywood. Still, I really like this movie. It's a lot of fun and it's definitely worth seeing. And it is based on a true story. James White and Trumbo both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And White Raven and Save Yourself are playing through the weekend. Go to bloodinthesnow.ca for details. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.